This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Campaigning has intensified for the seventh and the last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is campaigning in Uttar Pradesh today. Mr. Modi addressed an election rally in Mirzapur. Speaking on the occasion, he said that the country has decided to form a BJP-NDA government for the third time because of its good intentions and policies. Mr. Modi accused NDA Alliance of trying to make Prime Minister's post a musical chair. Addressing a public meeting in Jehanabad constituency, BJP President J.P. Nadda claimed that the NDA is going to clean sweep the Lok Sabha elections. He said voters have full faith in the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi because he has given a stable government. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a public meeting in Daud Nagar in Aurangabad in Karakat Lok Sabha constituency. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold a meeting in Mohania in Kaimur in support of the Grand Alliance candidate of Sasaram constituency. From the Grand Alliance, CPIML General Secretary Dipankar Bhattacharya held a public meeting in Daud Nagar in Karakat parliamentary seat. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is holding a public meeting in Buxar in support of the RJD candidate. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed an election rally today in Nahan Sirmaur district under the Shimla parliamentary seat of Himachal Pradesh. He campaigned in favour of Congress candidate Vinod Sultanpuri. The Congress leader said that this election is the first in history where the Congress is fighting to protect the constitution. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will hold a roadshow in Hoshiarpur this afternoon. Cyclonic storm Rimmel has intensified into a severe cyclonic storm. It will make landfall between West Bengal and Bangladesh coasts around midnight tonight. Named by Oman, Rimmel, meaning sand in Arabic, is the first cyclone over the Bay of Bengal in this pre-monsoon season. India Meteorological Department has warned of extremely heavy rainfall in the coastal districts of West Bengal and heavy to very heavy rainfall in North Odisha today and tomorrow. Extremely heavy precipitation is also likely in Assam and Meghalaya, and heavy to very heavy rains in other northeastern states of Manipur, Nagaland, Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura. Kolkata Airport authorities have decided to suspend flight operations for 21 hours from today noon in view of the possible impact of Cyclone Rimmel. In Gujarat, the death toll in the Rajkot fire incident has reached 27. State Home Minister Harsh Sanghvi, who visited the spot, told reporters that strict action would be taken against whoever was responsible for the tragedy. He said, prima facie, it is learned that the cause of fire was lethargy of a welding person. A special investigation team has started its investigation. Meanwhile, Gujarat High Court has taken suo motu cognizance of the fire incident at TRP Game Zone. The court will hear the case tomorrow. The government has issued directions to telecom service providers for blocking incoming international spoofed calls. In a statement, the Ministry of Communications informed that fraudsters are making international spoofed calls displaying Indian mobile numbers to Indian citizens and committing cybercrime and financial frauds. These calls appear to be originating within India but being made by the cyber criminals from abroad by manipulating and calling line identity. The minister said that these calls have been misused in recent cases of fake digital arrests, FedEx scams, drugs, narcotics and courier impersonation as government and police officials, disconnections of mobile numbers by DOTs and TRI officials, etc. In Delhi, six newborns were killed and several injured in a massive fire that broke out at a children's hospital at Vivek Vihar area yesterday. At least 12 newborn babies were rescued from the fire incident. Presently, one infant is in the ICU and five others have been admitted to a hospital. The cause of the fire incident is yet to be ascertained. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed anguish over the incident. The President said that the news of the death of many children due to fire in the hospital is heart-wrenching. Mr. Dhankar said he is extremely distressed by the loss of lives of newborn children. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that fire tragedy is heart-rending. Prime Minister has announced assistance for the families of the deceased who lost their lives in a tragic fire incident in Gujarat and Delhi. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu conceded defeat in the finals of the Malaysia Masters Badminton in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in the Summit Clash in Chennai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.